Let's hear on the LLC 46, if there are questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Van Vliet.
As I look at this, I see that basically this is strictly a fee bill. It does not have the reorganizational aspect in here. Is that what your understanding is, Senator Rich, on this?
My understanding, and I'm certainly not a lawyer with respect to the construction of this bill, was going on the basis of the testimony of Senator Powell about the thrust of the legislation that he offered this morning in the Committee on Rules and later in the Committee on Ways and Means, the effect of which would be to put into place everything that's under discussion here, with a single exception of the ability to be dependent on the state general fund. That means the court reform and everything else would be contained into this, as Senator Powell testified this morning. The other caveat that he placed upon that, and that I would myself, and that is that I do not support, and neither did Senator Powell, that portion of the whole debate that caused the governor to veto the bills in the first place, and that was for the governor to have the authority to make the appointment.
That's not in this bill.
That's not in the bill, and that's not in anything that either Senator Powell or my motion or myself philosophically support.
Are there any questions concerning the motion?
Yes, only an answer to the part of that question. All the fees are there, and the one point of contention in the other bill and its primary source of financing was the reform in the indigent people. That part is in Senator Powell's. That reform on indigent collections and description.
Further discussion. Senator Bailey.
Mr. Chairman, I think that Representative Van Vliet's made the essential issue. Most of what the bill does now is to increase the amount of the various fees, both those that would go to the state and those that would go to the counties. It is a revenue-raising measure, and from the state's point of view, there's nothing further, new, additional, no reform bought with it. So the chairman of the Revenue Committee has the Ways and Means Committee in the position of raising revenue generally.
Senator Gardner.
I just want to state for the record that I have conferred with Fred Neal and Dennis Bromka, and Fred's indication to me is that if this amendment is adopted, that at least for his part, he would prefer to see no court reform legislation whatsoever pass this special session, including the fee increase measure.
Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Roberts.
I wonder if Senator Burbidge can tell us exactly how much increase revenue would be derived from the passage of this particular provision.
Mr. Chairman, I can't answer the senator's question. Sure. I'd have to ask for
Mr. Chairman, these have been being put together very quickly. They're still in pencil, and they use the data developed for the fiscal impact of the original bill. And what we did was take their data and split out state revenue increases and local government increases, county increases. For 1981-83, using that data, the state increased fees would be $1,244,000. For the county's increased fees for this biennium would be $2 million. If they pursued the indigent defense recoveries, they would get, as stated in the other fiscal note, $793,000. We have figured those out for 83-85. The state revenue increase for 83-85 would be 2.7. from counties, the increased fees would be 8.8, and indigent recoveries would, if they exercised that authority, be 7.4 for a total of 16.2 in 1885 for the counties.
Further discussion.
Let me ask Kevin a question. What did you mean, Ms. Hutchinson, if they, do you mean the counties? If the counties decided to try to collect back part of the indigent defense costs?
As I understand it, the provisions would give them the authority to do that if they chose to do that. And using the same assumptions, they would get back the same amount that you have in the claim package for the original bill. 50% over 4 years.
It'd be optional with the county or the circuit judge about whether he did it or not.
I presume that this gives statutory authority to the counties to pursue those recoveries.
Further discussion. Senator Burbidge, would you like to close on your motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, the only thing that I would say, if there's need for further technical information with respect to the bill itself, Mr. Lundy would be is available here, and Senator Powell is very familiar with it. And before we do vote, if there still are some parts about the bill that somebody doesn't understand, then I'd appreciate it if they ask those questions to people. Those people are able to provide the answers.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, could Senator I just Powell? Say that the fees in the amendment that you're voting on are exactly the same as in the bill that you're substituting them for. It raises no more revenue than the bill as drafted.
Thank you. May I ask a good question about that? Does the bill that he moved include the House amendments to the other bill? In that event, it would raise $1,182,000 less.
I'm assuming you'd make the same amendment.
Mr. Chairman, for clarification purposes, the motion was established, I think moved by Senator Fadley, was it not, that we report 3292 out as amended with the House amendments, and that was done, if I recall correctly, by unanimous vote. So as I interpret where we stand, we have an additional amendment proposed to a bill that has the House amendments in it. I guess the question is,
well, substitutes for. I know the substitutes, but I'm trying to figure out what we're substituting for.
And the question before us then is a complete substitution, or is it a substitution for that portion? And would your motion include the House amendments? I was of the impression that we probably would retain the House amendments, but obviously it needs to be clarified.
Okay. And I'll do that.
Okay.
I accepted the motion by Senator Burbidge to substitute, and that motion was, as I described earlier, LC 46.
So the motion that you've accepted is a complete substitution, and would also then substitute for the House adopted amendments.
Correct.
Because there was if I'm correct, in the House amendments, there was one fee item, was there not?
Correct.
The other portion of it being what?
Reduction of expenditure.
That's correct.
General fund appropriation for $717,724.
Correct. And would it affect these amendments to include those?
No.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burbidge.
Mr. Chairman, if the vote were successful to amend the bill in the fashion that my motion provides, this committee wouldn't want to send a bill out, even after that motion, that was less than perfect. And these other matters certainly could then, by subsequent motions, amend the bill to provide what other changes are necessary to make it a more nearly perfect bill.
Putting it more bluntly, Keith, if you've got the votes for this, we can do the other
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there further discussion after the closing remarks? If not, Rick, are you prepared to call the roll on the motion by Senator Burbidge to substitute?
Yes, sir. I have a recorded substitute LC 46 for 3292 as amended.
That's correct.
Senators Burbidge.
Aye.
Potts.
No.
Ripper.
Aye.
Meeker.
No.
Thorne.
Aye.
Roberts.
No.
Gardner.
No.
Fadley.
No.
Representatives Capps.
No.
Cherry.
No.
Lindquist.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Van Vliet.
No.
Jones.
Aye.
Riebel.
No.
Presiding Chairman.
No. And the motion to substitute has failed.
Just a little short.
Yes. The motion before us is to send House Bill 3290 as amended.
Mr. Chairman, may I? Go ahead, please.
The motion is to send, by Senator Fadley, House Bill 3292 as amended. On the House floor, do pass. Is there discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chairman, as a part of clarification,
yes.
The fees that are in this bill are the same ones that are in the motion that was just defeated.
No. The fees
that was asked at the firm a minute ago, and I think I'd like that clarified if you can.
Maybe I should say it in
total. Don't try to distinguish between general fund and fees the county has retained. Just, I'm looking at it at the cost to the litigant.
Sometimes it turns out that information to be useful has to be detailed no matter whether we want the details or not, but I will try. The Senator Powell's bill did not include amendments that were made this morning by the House Judiciary Committee.
I understand that.
Those amendments impose a fee on all small claims actions for the judge's time. Senator Powell's bill did not impose a fee on small claims actions for judge's time. That is a county fee or a state fee, depending on whether judge's fees are county or state fees. But there is the difference between the two in the sense that the House Judiciary Committee imposed a fee on small claims actions that's not in the statute now and was not in Senator Powell's bill.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Representative Van Vliet, for the motion.
On this particular bill, rather than muddy the waters as to some additional amendments, I think should go forward, but there are a couple of things that I think are going to occur in 1983 that I think that the legislature will have to address. One is the payments, the annual payments, and the fact that those cause a problem in the cash flow to the state of Oregon will have to be handled probably either in a semi-annual or quarterly method, and the figures we have from the revenue department, our revenue office, is that probably the semi-annual, based on the nature of the of their estimates as well as the nature of which payments are made, is probably the most reasonable approach. The second is that I think it should be, a lot of folks should be aware that we are probably facing a deficit again in 1983. There's a good likely chance that that will occur. And if it does, there's many of us on this committee that have struggled with agency budgets, and the difference between what the general fund allocates and the shortfall and the fees that we would look very definitely, I think many of us would, at the transfer of payments area for making up the deficit, and maybe even revenue committees may have to do the repugnant thing of looking at a statewide property tax levy. So those are things that they should be aware of, could be on the other side of this particular issue, as we move forward into a very progressive court system, which is still the right way to move and the right way the government should move.
Thank you. Rick, would you call the roll, please?
Senators Burbidge.
No.
Potts.
Yes.
Ripper.
No.
Meeker.
Aye.
Thorne.
No.
Roberts.
Aye.
Gardner.
Aye.
Fadley.
Aye.
Representatives Capps.
No.
Cherry.
Aye.
Lindquist.
Aye.
Simpson.
No.
Van Vliet.
Aye.
Jones.
No.
Riebel.
Aye.
Presiding Chairman.
Aye. House Bill 32
92, as amended, will be sent to the House for due pass. We will stand adjourned, at least at this time.
Yes.
That's right.
Senator, Jack.